You're listening to Great Big Talk, stories about creativity and big ideas brought to life. Today, we'd like to introduce you to international fashion runway show producer, Eamon Ali.
And the reason I moved to Cleveland was because I got married. So my husband was from Cleveland, and I was like, yeah, I'll do the move. This is great. And then I got here, and I was like, oh my God, I've never been here. I don't know anybody here. I don't know the industries. I'm not a sports person, really sorry. I really didn't know what I was walking into until I got here. I'm a very social person. I had no social life once I got here in 2018. So I did the first thing I thought of. I Googled Cleveland Fashion Week and nothing really came up. Even though I have no experience and I'm a psychology major, I'm gonna do it. And a lot of people will always ask me, like, okay, well, how did you do this? And I'm like, because I just thought I could do it, and I didn't think too much about, you know, what's stopping me from doing it. My team will tell you, I'll always tell them, just reach out. If they say no, that's okay. At least they know you exist and they'll think about you in the future, no matter what it is, right? It's one step closer, that no. No matter what industry you're in, like, if you're confident in yourself, it shows and people will be confident in you. But if you don't have that confidence, it shows and people won't be confident in you. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Hopefully you can hear me. Thank you for, you know, being here so early and spending your time with me. As Thomas so graciously mentioned, my name is Eamon Ali. I am a business owner and influencer. Many of you know me through my business called Fashion Talks. We bring elevated, inclusive, and diverse fashion events and services to Cleveland. So how many people in this room have ever been to a runway show, a fashion show? Raise your hand. Oh, this is nice, more than I expected. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about what an elevated runway or fashion event looks like and what really brings it together and how I moved from Canada to Cleveland and kind of achieved my wildest dream. And I know we all always have this kind of thought, this dream or this goal in our head, and we're like, oh my God, that is so wild. If I could achieve that, wow, I would change my life, you know? And the fashion industry is really a culmination of a lot of different industries put together. It's a lot more accessible than people think. So really, I grew up in Canada. I've lived there my whole life. I never imagined moving to America. I was a psych major, and then I fell into the fashion industry on the side because without knowing it, I was networking with all the right people. I was kind of going out there. I was just a very confident little teenager who was like, I am going to volunteer backstage for all of these designers and meet all of these people, even though I have no experience and I'm a psychology major, I'm gonna do it. And a lot of people always ask me, like, okay, well, how did you do this? And I'm like, because I just thought I could do it and I didn't think too much about, you know, what's stopping me from doing it. And I think that's such a big thing, no matter what industry you're in. Like, if you're confident in yourself, it shows and people will be confident in you. But if you don't have that confidence, it shows and people won't be confident in you. But, you know, I kind of networked, got to know people, expedited the process, and ended up helping produce major runway shows in Toronto, in Montreal, in Vancouver, all over. And I was still a psych major. I was still trying to work at a hospital, work with children. I loved it. And you know, it's this lesson of like networking, really, no matter what industry you're in, you never know who you're going to meet, who you're sitting beside, who they might know. I mean, I've had that personal experience when I was in university. This was like Facebook time. This was pre-Instagram. Someone added me on Facebook. I was like, it doesn't look like I know her. Never seen her before. She doesn't really look useful. You know what I mean? Sometimes you look at someone and you're like, do I need to know them? You know? So I was like, that's okay. I'm not going to add her back. Fast forward 2 weeks, I get a message from the president of my fashion association, which I was a president now. She was from 2 years ago. She's like, by the way, I met this lady at this event. She's starting a new fashion week in Toronto. I told her about you. This is her name. And I was like, oh my God, she's been sitting in my Facebook requests for 2 weeks. And so I replied and I said, Hi, my name is Eamon. I'm so sorry for the late reply. Turns out she was starting a fashion week based on fashion, business, and technology. And I know in Cleveland, that's not something that you would think goes together, but it really does. Fashion is all about the business because designers, models, entrepreneurs need to have a business. They have to understand the legal, you know, why they need contracts. They need to understand marketing. They need to understand the technology aspect because TikTok, right? How many people are on TikTok or have seen what TikTok has done? So, you know, I reached out to her. Fast forward, I'm her runway show producer for all these events in Toronto, in Montreal, in Vancouver, and producing these large scale events where we're bringing people together from different industries. Like, we've had sponsors that are law firms because they would like to get in front of the creative industry who usually needs lawyers, but you don't really think of lawyers as being part of the fashion industry, right? So it's really interesting when you see the intersection of who kind of falls into the industry. And then at the height of my popularity, I moved to Cleveland without knowing anything about it. And the reason I moved to Cleveland was because I got married. So my husband was from Cleveland and I was like, yeah, I'll do the move. This is great. And then I got here and I was like, oh my God, I've never been here. I don't know anybody here. I don't know the industries. I'm not a sports person. Really sorry. You know, so I really didn't know what I was walking into until I got here. I'm a very social person. I had no social life once I got here in 2018. So I did the first thing I thought of. I Googled Cleveland Fashion Week and nothing really came up. And there were a few things, but they were not at the same standard as Toronto or New York. They were not elevated. And when I say elevated, I mean there's an organization, so we produce a show. Designers apply, they create garments, they create looks to showcase on the runway. We bring an audience together to look at these designers. We bring influencers, we bring media, we bring sponsors, we make it a whole community. You know, real estate companies. There's so many different just industries that are involved in a fashion show that you might not even think about. Like, we had the recycling industry involved. They wanted to give us recycling boxes so that people could recycle at the fashion show. You know, it's really interesting when you really deep dive into who's in the industry. It's a lot of people who are not from the industry. So anyways, I got to Cleveland, didn't really see a fashion scene. I was like, that's fine, I'll work in a hospital. And I did that. And I did not enjoy it. So then I was like, you know what, I'm going to start my first business. It was a little boutique online. I started networking with people because I love talking to people. So I started meeting people just to meet them with no motive. I was like, I'm just going to meet people. I'm going to meet creatives. And I found so many amazing people in Cleveland. There's so many amazing entrepreneurs, women founders. It's crazy. I was like, wow, this is wild because what I found in Toronto, I'm like, it's like times 10 here, but it's not a big city, you know? So it was really, really interesting to see how much talent we had compared to the big cities where it's more spread out and it's maybe harder to find them. But here, all of a sudden, I met 10 amazing photographers that were all doing weddings, but I'm like, if you guys did editorial fashion, you would kill it, including Lindsay, which I know she does do amazing fashion photography. But you know, it was just interesting to see these people. And so I kept saying, someone should do an event here. You guys would be great. This would be a great fashion scene. And I was still traveling to Canada, and then obviously the pandemic hit. And I was like, ooh, I can't go home. The borders are shut. There's no way I'm going back for a 500, 600 people event because it's COVID. I don't know how that's gonna play out in the future. So I kept thinking, you know what? I think Cleveland has the scene. I think we could do it. And as soon as we came out of the pandemic, I said, I'm gonna do a fashion show. It's gonna be an elevated runway show. And I know a lot of people here don't know what that is because whenever I say I'm doing a fashion show, they say, oh, where are you going to get the clothes? And I'm like, no, we're not getting the clothes. Someone's going to make the clothes and they're going to showcase it and you're going to want to buy it and it's going to be a whole thing. And so we started planning our first runway show in last year, actually. It took us, usually ideally I would like a year, but we did it in 3 months and we had a little over 200 people seated. We had 7 designers. We had 36 models and we had sponsors. I had a sponsor from South Korea. Can you believe that? We reached out to someone in South Korea, major company. We were like, we want you to give us 50 packs of face masks for our VIPs. And they sent us 5 huge boxes, which now I have to figure out how to get them here. And they're still there, but I got some of it. But you know, to see that there's this interest from other countries in Cleveland, It's amazing. We have so much talent here that we just don't realize. Fast forward, the show went amazing, and I'm like, wow, this is great. There's definitely an industry. How do I grow this? How do I make it more? Because I see it happening. And you know, my thought was always, it's either going to succeed because no one's doing it, or it's not going to succeed because no one's doing it. And that's the truth in a lot of our industries. We always think like, you know, I want to do this thing. Like, you know, the people that pitch their idea, you want to do it. And you might as well, because if no one's doing it, or if you have a different idea, you might be that person. But why stop ourselves and compare ourselves and be like, well, you know, someone has a similar idea, so why should I do it? Like, I saw other people doing fashion shows. They just weren't doing it the way I knew how to do it. And it was weird to me. I was like, well, why isn't anyone doing it that way? And then I thought about, you know, in 5 years, I would love to do a show at the Cleveland Museum of Art. Or maybe if they just know of my name and know who I am, that would be so cool. And after we did the first show, I was like, well, why don't I just reach out to them? That's like one big thing about me. I'm always like, and my team will tell you, I'll always tell them, just reach out. If they say no, that's okay. At least they know you exist and they'll think about you in the future, no matter what it is, right? It's one step closer, that no. So I was like, you know what, let me talk to the museum. Let me see. After a lot of talking, we did our show in June at the Cleveland Museum of Art. We had over 400 people seated, 17 designers, 86 plus models, a photography team that was led by Lindsay, of over 26 photographers and videographers. We had a designer come from LA. We had one from New York. We had a designer from Columbus, and the rest of them were all from Cleveland. And when I tell you that the ones from Cleveland were so amazing. I just came back from New York Fashion Week a couple weeks ago, and I left New York and I was like, oh my God, if the designers that I had in Cleveland could be in New York, it would blow them away. Like, I saw amazing designers, obviously, but then I saw some where I'm like, oh, the talent we have, if I could connect them. And so we are working towards that. But you know, it's really, opening up the industry to everybody else in Cleveland that might not see themselves a part of it, just because it's very like, oh, what are you wearing? But it's really not. You just have to have the confidence and to show up. And everyone's in the fashion industry somehow. You all get dressed in the morning, right? And how we get dressed really does say a lot about us and our mood. And being a psychology major who loved fashion psych, if there's one thing I can tell you, there's all these studies about students and how they wore one thing and they perceive themselves to be smarter. And that's true, right? Like, when you want to be confident, when you want to do that presentation, you wear something that you're going to be confident in. And if you're not confident in your clothes, it shows. So, you know, it's this intersection of all of these different people coming together to create this like creative, my husband said melting pot, and I said, no, we're a salad, because we are individually our own thing and it shows. But at the end of the day, we come together and we taste amazing, if for a good salad, not a bad salad. but yeah, I just wanted to kind of tell you a bit about fashion, welcome you to this wild world of mine, and how I kind of came here. It's been 4 years now, and we're only just getting started, and I hope that everyone here can kind of look at the industry in a different way, because you never know, you might be a perfect part of it. Thank you.